All right, praise God, praise God. Those wonderful songs, Overcomer, We Are Overcomers Club. And then CeCe Williams, one, believe for it. We got to believe for it. But I want that healing rain to saturate people. There's been a lot of physical attacks coming against people right now. Let that anointing just come upon you right now. Just feel that anointing right now as the Holy Spirit's healing you every step, every fiber, every way in Jesus' name. All right, so let's do a USP. You know, he says, confess now, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any
I
sins.
am not aware of any sin.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Those on how to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit that cannot affect us in any way, shape, or form. And the blood of Jesus heals and restores us of damages of sin and effects of demons, devils, and evil spirits. We establish the kingdom of God in us, on us, and around us, and the will of our Heavenly Father will be done in our lives, especially in this service tonight. And it's imparted to everybody the peace of God, the healing power of God, the anointing of God. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we are doing this teaching, that you will open the eyes of the understanding and comprehension of each person to really get a hold of this teaching and be able to utilize it in their life to recognize whenever they're being attacked by the enemy and how to stop it, how to get set free of it is what we're going to be teaching as well. How to render those demons, devils, and evil spirits helpless and walk as an overcomer in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that angels of God encamp themselves round about us with a hedge of protection. And we're protected all the way above us through the heavens, past the air rights, all the way below us through the core of the earth and stops at the gates of hell, and 360 degrees around us and wherever we go, whatever we do. And whatever pertains to us and concerns us and our families as well. We also decree that we're always wearing the armor of God because that is how we choose to live our life, and that all witchcraft and works of darkness and retaliation and any mistakes or errors or any plots of the evil one are bound up, and we loosen to our lives everything that God has for us, the promises of God and the angels of God. Make sure that our prayers come to pass as they actively watch over them to perform them quickly. We thank you that the word of God that is planted in our hearts tonight with the teaching, and every time we hear God's word and God's teachings, and every time we do affirmations and prayers, that word is planted deep into the soil of our hearts and cannot be stolen by the enemy in any way, shape, or form, and that it bears good fruit in our lives for much success. And everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's see the nice flavor in this. Thank you, Lord. This healing goes out right now, continues to reach people, touch them, touching every cell, every fiber of their being. From the top of their head, the soles of their feet, and back up again. Saturate them right now. Let your anointing just persevere and get through and get touch them. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. We just
Thank
lift
you.
you up, Lord, right now.
Thank
as you
you.
receive the blessings you have for
Yes,
us.
Lord.
You went to the cross for us, and you gave us healing, total healing. We've been healed by your stripes. We thank you, Lord, that healing goes out right now to each and every person right now who's having any physical challenges. Let them just feel your warmth all over them. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit just saturate them right now. Rest upon them. Stay upon every person right now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Praise
Thank
you, Lord
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The healing rain, the song called for healing rain. I think healing rain just come out and mist upon everybody. As God just rains his healing power upon everybody. In Jesus' name.
Now, if you can, put in the chat, if you're receiving this anointing from the Holy Spirit, put a one in the chat to give a praise report. Or what are you receiving? A peace or just sensing his presence? Did you sense some kind of healing? You don't have to tell us what it is, but give a praise report. What is God doing? Are you receiving that? I know even before the service started, someone told me they were already sensing that strong anointing. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is ministering to each and every one of your needs. There's many of you that feel tired or weary, and there's a refreshing coming upon you right now and giving you a renewed strength, taking away that tiredness, taking away any discouragement, physically fortifying your body right now. Praise the Lord.
Well, it's fantastic. You're feeling something, receiving something.
Yeah.
So great.
And whether or not you sense anything, when Pastor James was imparting that anointing, you still got that spiritual injection, and it's still doing what God wants it to do. But we're believing God that you'll be able to see its results soon. And you still got it, whether or not you sensed it. So those of you that are in a place where you can close your eyes and raise your hands to heaven, you'll be able to receive that anointing to a greater degree. If you're driving or at work or you can't close your eyes, then let's do our breathing exercises to breathe in that anointing and inhale through your nostrils and exhale anything negative, any worry, stress, any negative symptoms, any diagnoses. Let's just do three of those and help our bodies get in a more receptive mode. Let's just inhale. Visualize. Visualization brings magnetization of that anointing and things of God to come to you. And magnetization brings the manifestation of your answered prayer. So let's visualize ourselves being healed, healthy, and whole and energized as we inhale that anointing of God. And exhale through your mouth. And inhale through your nostrils. Inhale the goodness of God. Exhale all the negative symptoms and challenges. One last deep breath. Inhale and exhale. We thank you, Lord God, that you're saturating each and every person. Thank you, Lord, that your anointing is breaking every yoke of bondage of whatever challenges each and every person is going through. Thank you, Lord God, for healing, complete healing. See yourself healed. See yourself in your mind doing something you couldn't do before. See yourself rejoicing at the victory of something you've been praying for and waiting for. And let's just have a time of silence, not praying, just letting the Holy Spirit just soak you in his presence. Praise the Lord. There's more people really receiving that refreshing tonight. Go ahead and put a one in the chat whenever you receive something special from the Lord. Okay, we're going to do our review. We've been working on Wait with Glad Expectations series. We're on part 8. We're going to be pausing in part 8 because we're working on breaking generational curses and getting rid of negative things in our lives. I did put in the chat, if you look in the chat and scroll up, Annie, do me a favor, if you could re-put it in the chat to copy and paste abcchurchondemand.org and what I said about it. ABC Church Video Library, we invite you to use it to view Wednesday teachings or any teachings that we have at ABC Church, to go through these teachings at a slower pace, to pause that video so that you could take notes and absorb it so it doesn't seem so overwhelming. We have a short amount of time on Wednesday, so we do speak fast. And so go back to the videos. All you have to do is put it on your phone, abcchurchondemand.org, and that'll take you right there. Look up the date that you want, and you just play the video. Okay, so when you're under a big attack, we have to step up and do more. So we encourage you to really study this, get it under your belt, do it on a regular basis. If you want to stop those attacks and have an overcoming life, you have to, you know, work the word, and then it works for you. We have to be doers, not hearers only. So Wednesday nights, we do a lot of workshops and we incorporate practicum into our lives because we want to receive more from the Lord. So we have to practice doing the word. So God's promises are conditional. If you obey those conditions specific to that promise, you will receive that promise. We are teaching you to wait correctly on the Lord. So go back on the Wednesday nights. If you didn't hear part one, go back until you see on Wednesday nights, where's part one? And then you'll be able to, the series started part one Wednesday, March 26th. So you can go all the way back there if you need to. And then just look at the ones that you need to get under your belt. So when you wait correctly, it's Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall renew your strength and power. If you're tired and challenged and fatigued all the time, it means that you're not waiting on the Lord correctly. It could be that you might be, impatient about something or nervous or panicking or worried without even realizing it. You could be concerned. Those are all forms of fear. And we need to get rid of that stuff that we don't realize attack us so that we can continue walking in God's strength and power. And then you'll be able to then get closer to God by mounting up with wings as eagles, and you shall run, shall walk and not faint or become tired. Tiredness, Jesus didn't become tired. He was always walking in strength and the power of the Heavenly Father. So when we wait incorrectly, what is that? You know, that's when people postpone things or procrastinate or have complacency, or they're slowing down and not being on right pace and having a backlog always of stuff, you know, even though they don't have anything else to do on their plate. I find sometimes that when people get retired, it's harder for them to get things completed for some reason. Maybe not you guys, but and they're not working a full-time job like they used to. So the devil attacks people so that they will be impeded and not grow in the Lord. So he will attack you so you won't be able to attend church, or you'll be tired during church and can't absorb it all. Or, he'll try to take away your prayer time by other things coming up. And we have to learn to start structuring ourselves and making boundaries and saying no, because it could be a plot of the devil to keep us away from the word and keep us away from the anointing so that we will have challenges and not get charged up in the anointing of God and be able to have that empowerment. You know, when your cell phone isn't plugged in on a regular basis every day, the battery goes down. And when it goes down to zero, you can't even text. So you have to charge it up, plug it back in. When you come to church, you're plugging back in to that anointing, to that electricity of God, to that energy and power of God, so that you can have that to use for the rest of your week. That's why, you know, attending a church service at least two times a week will really help you overcome those challenges. So if you find that anytime that you're having any of these challenges, disappointment, discouragement, depression, getting tired, feeling like giving up or quitting, that's when you need to plug in even more and go into our video library and repeat some of the ministry that you need for whatever you're going through at that time. All of our teachers are very anointed, and there might be a specific teaching that someone did that is exactly what you need. Go back and listen to one of our instructors, because they've been led by the Lord what topic to preach, why to preach that, and it's there for you so that you could get blessed, okay? So if you have a pen and a paper or your phone, and you're going through any of these challenges anytime during the week, that when we go through this, why do we go through it again? Because you might have a new challenge. And if you have a new challenge, you need to write that down as something you're going to address. And you're going to go after the enemy who's trying to attack you and cause these impediments in your life. People don't realize that if they're not content with where they are, that you're not happy where you are, no matter what's going on, that could be also a demon trying to get you to move instead of resolving things where you're at and overcoming that. Because no matter where we go, we're going to find another problem there too.
Yep.
As long as there's people, there may be challenges in relationships. So we have to learn to build relationships and be able to work things out. So we don't realize that that might be a lack of faith or doubt or unbelief or impatience. So if those things are, look at that and see, am I being attacked by one of these? Okay. Waiting is not being complacent, doing nothing. You have to wait with that hope. You have to wait with your faith. You have to wait expecting that something good is happening for you, but the delivery hasn't arrived yet. But when people don't have hope, they get sick. And then when they get sick, they get hopeless. So, but when the desire is fulfilled, it's a tree of life. So when your prayers are answered, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Well, know that your prayers have been answered in the spirit realm the minute you prayed it. So let's get excited and remind ourselves that is ours. I'm not letting go of my promise. I'm not letting the devil steal that from me in Jesus' name. And then you rise up with the power triplets. Are you operating in your faith with patience? It's got to be coupled with that as like the twins, but then you add it with the triplets, that when you're content with where you're at, not always looking for the next big thing or something better, then God will elevate. Then God will give you what you need, because you have to operate in those three things. And so when you patiently expect in faith and you look forward to seeing what you hope for, as if it has already turned into a manifested reality that it's yours, that's when you will see things start to change. I need you to focus today on your faith, patience, and contentment. Why do we keep going back to these and reviewing? Because there's another aspect. It's the same mountain. We're going up the same mountain. I'm so tired of going up the same mountain. Remember, I always tell you, miners never say, oh my gosh, I have to go in the same diamond mine again today. Well, then you're not going to find any diamonds if you don't go back in there. Let's dig out the treasure every time we go back in there. There are different sides of the mountain, the north face, south, east, and west. We're going up a different route, looking for different things, because as you are going to peel that onion layer back every time you deal with one challenge. There may be the same exact challenge with other layers underneath and other roots that need to be rooted out, because if not, that weed is just going to grow back. And sometimes those weeds grow into like big tree stumps and then takes over your whole harvest, and then you don't get what you want to harvest. So what areas this week that you feel that you've been impatient with? Write it down. What areas this week do you feel that you had some doubt and unbelief, or you were frustrated and wondering why your prayers aren't answered yet? What areas this week did you not feel contentment that God has placed me where I'm at? I need to dig in. I need to stay faithful. I need to do everything that God needs me to do to get what I need to get out of where I'm at until the Lord says, okay, now do this or do that. And if this is where he wants you during the whole end times, no matter what challenges come, we got to stay steady, stay faithful, even though the boat's rocking. You know, we don't jump ship. We help to steady the ship so that we could all go forward together. Okay, so let's take a minute and ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have there been any areas in my life? Let's do that together. Holy Spirit. Have there been any areas in my life?
Have there been any areas in my life
where I've been wavering in my faith?
Where I've been wavering in my faith
without realizing it.
Without realizing it.
Or wavering in my patience.
Wavering in my patience.
Or wavering in contentment.
Or wavering in contentment.
Could you show me?
Could you show me?
So that I could strengthen myself up.
And strengthen myself up.
With the power triplets.
With the power triplets.
So that you could make me more successful.
You can make me more successful.
In these areas of my life.
In these areas of my life.
As I wait upon you, Lord.
As I wait upon you, Lord.
That you will restore and replace.
You restore and replace.
All the years.
All the years.
That the locust has eaten.
The locust has eaten.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's do these affirmations together. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I wait upon you, Lord.
I wait upon you, Lord.
I expect.
Look for.
And hope in you.
And hope in you.
I continually renew. My strength and power. I mount up with wings.
As eagles.
When I run. I will not be weary. When I walk. I shall not faint.
Or become tired.
And in the name of Jesus. God promotes,
prospers,
and perfects me, because he helps me,
operate,
in faith,
patience,
and contentment,
and in the name of Jesus,
I decree,
that my prayers have been answered,
and I have new victories, because I wait upon you, Lord, with glad expectation,
for power,
promotion,
prosperity,
and perfection.
Okay,
so I encourage you to look at Sunday, May 25th, if you haven't gone through this whole teaching, so that you could see where we're at. We're going to jump now down to working on getting rid of things that have challenged us. And we've already worked on, if you haven't done this with us before, you can go back to the last three Wednesdays. It'll help you. So have you had any challenges with unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness? Are you noticing during the week when that is challenging you so you could stop and confess your sin more promptly? Are you noticing more any kind of self-hatred or dislike, anything of your body or your life? Most people don't have hatred of other people, but if it does happen, are you noticing it? Especially someone you're watching on TV, the news or something like that. Do you have any challenges still with rejection or self-rejection? Deception and self-deception? Are you having challenges in any areas of these areas? Denial and self-denial. It's not admitting the truth of something that you need to face, and so God can help you. And self-deception, going back to that, is when it's a form of opposing yourself, that you think that you can do something more than what you actually are skilled to do, and you're deceiving yourself that you think you can get it done, but then other people say, you know, the job you have done is mediocre. Now you have to redo it. Do you have to go to God and say, where am I missing it, so I don't have to have redos, and not deceive yourself that you're perfect and everything is, you know, A plus, when we might have some A plus areas that we really are good at, but the ones that we're not good at, we can't deceive ourselves and think that we're good at everything all the time. We need to ask the Lord, how do I fix those areas that I need to get better in? Then defensiveness and self-defensiveness. So these are areas here where we're going to be working on where it's important that you not counterpunch when someone's trying to correct you, and then you blast them back because they're trying to say, hey, you know, do you think you need to work on this area? What do you mean? And then you get all rude and upset and, you know, get in their face or get all cranky because they're trying to help you to improve in some areas. Is it hard for you to receive correction? And whether the descriptions are self-defensiveness, Pastor James.
Well, first of all, there's some people when it comes to the pastors and talk with things, they think we'll correct them. And I think it's very interesting because that's what the pastors do. It's like a coach. Coach is going to make a correction. So, like when I was bowling and my father would make me make a correction, I just did what he told me to do. I didn't say, no, I'm doing it right, Dad, because he could see what I was doing better than I could, you know. And, you know, defensiveness is, you know, you think you're always right, or you're really upset about something. Self-defensiveness then is when you're doing something that's wrong, but you excuse it. For example, if the pastor comes to you and says, you haven't tithed properly. Yes, but I got extra bills to pay this month. That's self-defensiveness, something like that. You know, it's the things that you need to do to be careful, to be sure that, you know, you're humble and receiving, you know, suggestions on how to improve. You know, a lot of people want the magic wand of God and don't want to do what they're told to do sometimes. They get defensive. Well, I think you need to do this kind of prayer now and do this kind of prayer so often. Well, you don't know how busy I am. Well, that doesn't matter. If you want this problem solved, you have to find a way to do this in your time frame, you know, and God leads you and guide you. But the bottom line is they get very defensive. They don't want to do it. They get, you know, protective of their things, you know. And or they'll deny that they did something, you know, or the defensiveness, or you ran in a stoplight back there, you know, but nobody was around, it doesn't matter. It's been in defense. So there's things that happen to people that instead of saying, okay, I've got to correct this challenge, it was a mistake, you know, they go for it. In fact, one time and that goes along with justification, self-justification as well. You know, they can justify their actions, you know. Why didn't you do X, Y, Z? Well, because it is, but it doesn't matter because the bottom line is, if you're supposed to do things according to the Lord, you do things according to the Lord. You know, that's right here.
Yeah, because if those things start happening, then it opens up the door for the devil to attack that person. Instead of just, you know, making an excuse why you didn't do something, to say, I'm sorry, I didn't get that done. I will work on that. And so if any of these areas, you can try to look at your life and say, how am I doing in these areas? Holy Spirit, show me if I still need to work on any of this. And People don't realize that self-justification is covering over sin. It smooths it over as if it's okay.
Here's an analogy. Somebody's in a financial situation and they lie to make a sale. But I needed to do this to make the sale. They justify their actions, that the end qual justifies the means. That's not really correct. Okay.
If someone's doing something illegal, but they said this is the way that I need to operate because I want to avoid taxes, then that displeases the Heavenly Father. So they are inviting curses to come into their lives until they repent of that and turn it around and stop doing the illegal things. It's very important because they are then going to stand the consequences of their own sins. And even though they pray until they repent, they actually take themselves out of a place of protection and other challenges can come to them. So you don't want that happening in your life. You want to stay in a place to confess your sins right away, ask God to help you to turn it around and fix it so that you could live an honest life and integrity that follows the law. So here are some things we're working on, and see if there are any other areas in, from A to G that you can recognize during the week that tries to attack you, that tries to hinder you. It's like you don't realize it's hatred or self-hatred. Make a list. What are the things I don't like about others, about my life, about myself? And it's amazing how many things people will say. I don't like that my hair isn't as thick as other people. I don't like the fact that I'm at this weight and can't get to the weight I want to. That's a form of self-hatred. I don't like that so-and-so does this and that. Make sure that's not a hatred of that person. So if someone is doing something annoying, of course you don't like what they're doing, but we still have to love the person. See the difference in the separation there? Love the person if, they're not, like an evil satanic person, but love the person, but dislike their behavior means I could still love them and work through with them about annoying behaviors. Okay. So if you're afraid to talk to someone about something that's annoying you, then you don't realize that you might be rejecting them and not wanting to be around them because you're afraid of the confrontation. Of constructive criticism is a good thing, not to criticize, to judge, or to demean, but to say, hey, do you realize that this, might be, an annoying and you don't realize that it does offend me? And could we work on this? And if there's anything that I'm doing that's annoying you, let me know and I can work on that too. So it could be a mutual respect and helpfulness to build your relationship. So as we keep working through these challenges, every week God may be showing you something else that in your own life, because it's so easy to see it in everybody else's life. But we might have a beam in our eye challenge to have that, but we could see the speck in someone else's eye, right? So this is where we're going to do self inspection to have an introspective look at how can God help us improve? And are these things hindering our prayers from being fulfilled because they're roadblocks? So we're trying to identify roadblocks and remove them. Train ourselves to look for them if they try to, attack us, if the devil tries to attack us in these areas. You may not have any challenge in these areas, but you're training yourself to look for them in case it does happen, if that makes sense.
Sure. Now
Okay.
remember, keep a running list going because throughout the week, when you start something, a lot of times God will bring it back to your memory, something else. And they have me a lot of times. I'll do something, and on 2 days later, oh God, that goes in that category. So we keep a running list going. So the next time we break curses, we can put that included in the curse. Okay, so in the breaking system. But this is not about condemning anybody. This is about getting rid of the challenges so we can get ready for the challenging time coming ahead. I mean, so his hands are dirty, they got to wash their hands. It's that simple. That's why it's called a cleansing. We're going to cleanse out the challenges. We're going to cleanse out the issues that are going with us so we can go forward right now and be a better servant of the Lord. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to break curses in these areas. If you don't have any challenges in these areas, we're going to lead you to say, if I have any challenges I'm unaware of, then that'll be like, cursing yourself. But in case you do, but are totally unaware of it, then it's good for you to do this prayer.
Don't be surprised you find out something happened years and years ago that you buried so deep and forgotten about that it comes up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if you're ready, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
if I'm challenged by any of these sins,
if I'm challenged by any of these sins,
I confess and repent of
I confess and repent of
the sins of
the sins of
defensiveness
defensiveness
and self-defensiveness,
and self-defensiveness.
justification
Justification
and self-justification.
and self-justification. And for those of you that are joining us that haven't been here, we'll also mention the other ones just in case you
Sure.
weren't able to do it.
Because you may also remember something from the last couple of weeks. So
Or something new might have happened.
that's what I'm saying. All right. So
Including
including unforgiveness,
unforgiveness,
self-unforgiveness,
self-unforgiveness,
hatred,
hatred,
self-hatred,
self-hatred,
rejection or dislike,
dislike,
rejection,
rejection,
self-rejection,
self-rejection,
deception,
deception,
self-deception,
self-deception,
denial,
denial,
and self-denial.
and self-denial.
Now, some of these may overlap. That's okay. The same thing fall into two categories. That's okay. So just go with it. All right. All right. So now repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I repent all my sins of
I
attitudes,
repent of all my sins of attitudes,
intentions, desires,
intentions, desires,
thoughts, memories,
thoughts, memories,
words, actions, or deeds
words, actions, or deeds
concerning these sins.
concerning these sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I forgive myself
I forgive myself
and or anyone
and or anyone
from my heart
from my heart
who have participated in these sins
who have participated in these sins
or caused me to sin
or caused me to sin
or been affected by these
or
sins.
been affected by these sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I bless all of us
I bless all of us
from my heart,
from my heart,
and I love each person
and I love each person
and myself
or and myself
with the love of the Lord.
with the love of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I renounce Satan
I renounce Satan
and every demon, devil,
and every demon, devil,
and evil spirit
and evil spirit
behind these sins.
behind these sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I take away
I take away
the legal right of Satan,
the legal right of Satan,
every demon, devil,
every demon, devil,
and evil spirit
and evil spirit
to operate in or on me,
to operate in or on me,
my body,
my body,
or my life
or my life
because of these sins.
because of these sins.
And you can no longer
And you can no longer
affect me
affect me
in any way,
in any way,
shape, or form.
shape, or form.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I break every
I break every
ungodly soul tie,
ungodly soul tie,
ungodly heart tie,
ungodly heart tie,
ungodly thought tie,
ungodly
thought tie,
thought tie,
ungodly mind tie,
ungodly mind tie,
ungodly body tie,
ungodly body tie,
ungodly tongue tie,
ungodly tongue tie,
and negative word tie
and negative word tie
to these sins
to these sins
and to every person
and to every person
and spiritual being
and spiritual being
connected to,
connected to,
or behind these sins,
or behind these sins.
And I cancel,
and I cancel,
make null and void,
make null and void,
all negative words,
all negative words
that I could have spoken,
that I could have spoken
over myself,
over myself,
or others,
or others,
or that other people,
or that other people
could have spoken,
could have spoken
over me,
over me,
and my family,
and my family,
especially,
especially
any diagnosis,
any diagnosis.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I break every curse,
I break every curse,
every generational curse,
every generational curse,
every ungodly vow,
every ungodly vow,
every ungodly covenant,
every ungodly covenant,
or promise,
or promise,
every ungodly contract,
every ungodly contract,
every ungodly hold,
every ungodly hold,
every ungodly hook,
every ungodly hook,
every ungodly obligation,
every ungodly obligation,
every ungodly expectation,
every ungodly expectation,
every ungodly goal,
every ungodly goal,
or dream,
or dream,
every diagnosis,
every diagnosis,
and every connection,
and every connection
to evil,
to evil,
resulting from these sins,
resulting from these sins.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have been set free,
I have been set free,
by Jesus Christ,
by Jesus Christ.
Okay, ladies say
she,
gentlemen say he, whom the Son sets free,
whom the Son sets free,
is free indeed,
is free indeed.
I say your name,
Karen
James, am now free,
am now free,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, put a number two in the chat if this teaching, if you feel it, you know, it's blessed me or helped me in any way. Go ahead and put that in the chat. And we believe that healing anointing is so strong. It's going to pervade over you. And even after the service, and we expect to see great praise reports next week. Bring us some praise reports. Okay, a lot of people are getting blessed by the teaching. This is your homework. Your homework. Great, Margie, we see your hand. Glad you're being blessed. Your homework is look at all these things. Go back and print out that outline. If you don't have a printer, go to our on-demand video, pull up the outline, take a picture of it with your phone, and then you can go through the scriptures or look at it as you are listening to the teaching. Okay, praise and the Lord.
As you were here on Sunday, I encourage people, spend a little bit of time, turn your cell phone, the computer off, do a praise and worship song, and then listen for the Holy Spirit to talk to you. He'll be revealing things to you that you need to do right now.
Yes, and if you did not listen to that Father's Day teaching and weren't in service last Sunday for whatever reason, I really encourage you to go back and listen to that service. Jesus's anointing was so powerful, and the Heavenly Father was blessing everybody with his love, that a lot of people got healed during the service. A lot of people heard personal words from the Lord during the service from God himself. The anointing still pervades on the videos. That is a powerful service. And even if you were there, I encourage you, if you still need healing, listen to it again to get another over and over and over more and more doses of the anointing of God and that godly injection. So that will really bless you. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord.
All right.
We're going to do communion and lead people in USP.
Sure. All right. So we do communion next. Let's do an unaware sins prayer. Please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
And we're thank Pastor Matthew, who's volunteered to do both the body and blood this tonight. Thank you.
All right. I hope everybody has their elements. If not, we can just do it by faith. So, Father, we thank you Your word says that on the night that you were betrayed, that you took the bread and you broke it, and you said, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat it in remembrance of me." And Father, we do remember what Jesus then did as he bore in his body sorrows and griefs and sickness and disease and infirmity, even death, so that we don't have to. So we thank you, Father, as we take now the broken body of Jesus, we proclaim that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are faithful to your word as we grasp it by faith. And we thank you, Father, that as we eat this bread, that it is our faith action plan, one of our faith action plans, to stand on your word. Let's take now the broken body of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And after the supper, he took the cup and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, the new covenant." And we thank you, Father, that this new covenant is a covenant of grace and a covenant of forgiveness. And we thank you, Father, that we have forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. We also thank you that because of the blood of Jesus, this new covenant, that we have every blessing, every promise, every benefit of the new covenant that is ours in Christ Jesus, to be everything that he has called us to be. We thank you, Father, that you have set us up for success as we stand on your word, believe what you have said, and act on it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, as we take now the shed blood of Jesus.
We pray and receive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Excellent. Now we do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Thanks, Pastor Matthew.
Thank you, sir. Beautiful. Very good communion. Job. And thanks for stepping up the plate. Such short notice. Appreciate that. All right. So we're ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, Pastor Matthew, will you close up in prayer, please?
Sure. Thank you, Jesus. Father, tonight we have looked at areas of sin and challenges in our lives. But Father, we don't do it because we are sin conscious. We do it because we want to be all that you've called us to be and see every blessing and promise and blessing be ours in Christ Jesus. We are righteousness conscious, desiring to please you and to walk in the righteousness that you have given to us. So Father, as we look at these things and contemplate these things and receive your forgiveness and your grace, we thank you, Father, that you set us free in the name of Jesus. Amen. I just pray your blessing over every person tonight, that the anointing that has been here tonight sets them free and that you go before them, that they have a good night's sleep as they sleep in you, because you have promised sweet sleep to your beloved. We thank you and we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Amen.
Great prayer. Thank you, everybody, joining us for this service. Don't go away yet. Hold on a minute. I've got an announcement.